This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. It's Kim Walker again from Shop Marketing Pros. I am here solo once again, getting two podcasts back to back with just Kimmy K. Brian is taking a little break today, deserved, and I decided to jump in here and record some podcasts on my own. I'm going to talk to you today about one of my current most favorite topics, which is creating customer loyalty. But before I do that, I do want to give our friends RepairPal a thank you for sponsoring this episode. RepairPal will help you grow your auto repair shop business, and you can learn more at repairpal.com/shops. I am recording this on Wednesday, March 20th. We are just, like 2 weeks out from Vision 2024, which I'm a huge fan of. Y'all know we love us some Vision. We have so much fun at that conference every single year. And I had the honor of teaching a class on customer loyalty, which is not marketing, but is it? Like, I feel like we could really bring everything kind of back to marketing in some way or another, because when you create customer loyalty, a lot of the stuff ends up making it in marketing in the way of reviews or pictures or videos or whatever it might be. And so that class is like 3 hours long, and I'm also teaching it at STX, added some extra stuff in there. And it's, that is going to be a 4-hour class at STX, but maybe honestly, my favorite class I've ever taught. When I just taught it at Vision a couple Sundays ago, y'all, there were like, I think 200 and almost 50 people maybe registered, but the room was set up for 350 people. And I'm certain there were for sure about 300 people in there. I love teaching from the floor where I get to walk around and get close to the people in the audience and have conversations. But I was up on this stage. It was great. It was a great class. I got so many incredible comments from people that stayed afterwards, and we talked, and the conversation is still continuing. We're still talking about it. And so I thought, for those who could not, because I had quite a few friends who were like, was this recorded? I want to share this with so-and-so and so. I'm going to do an abbreviated version. Obviously, don't have 3 or 4 hours to do on a podcast. I'm not Joe Rogan. I am not Tim Kennedy or Jocko, where you can just sit there. Wait, y'all know me. So truth be told, I probably could do a 4 or 6 hour podcast. Brian Walker could not, but he's not here today. And I'm going to save you from having to listen to just me talk about this for hours on end. We're going to keep it simple, breaking it down for you. I have notes. Brian would be so proud to keep me on track and keep me focused. So with that said, we are going to jump right in to talking about customer loyalty. I did share a book with you several episodes back, so I'm going to link that in the show notes, because a lot of my class was based on the book Unreasonable Hospitality by Will, I think I'm saying you're right, Gadara, episode 89. So if you didn't listen to that one, you're definitely going to want to listen to that, because it's my synopsis of the book and it's just phenomenal. So let's get started. Loyalty. What does that even mean? I literally went and looked it up. I'm not joking, because I was like, I want to be sure that what I'm thinking it is what it really is. And so the short version is that loyalty is just having a strong feeling of support or allegiance, right? I'm loyal to the United States of America. It is my country. And while there may be some craziness going on and people are out of control, I am loyal to the United States of America. Brian and I travel a good bit, and we have been to some other countries in the past couple of years. And let me tell you, as crazy as we think it is here in the United States of America, it is still the best country. So that's my opinion. That's what I'm sticking to. But I have allegiance and a strong feeling of support. Our son is in the Army. He is at West Point. So when you think of loyalty, we think of oftentimes the churches we go to, our family being loyal to our friends. But what about being loyal to businesses? And that's what we want to talk about here today, is creating customers that are loyal. They have a strong feeling of support for your business. And so I have some companies that I personally am wildly loyal to. Some of them include Bear Mountain Bakery. That is a bakery right outside the gates, practically, of West Point. And let me tell you, they have figured out who their customers are. You would think that it's the community of Highland Falls right there outside the gates of West Point, and it is. However, I believe that their main customer avatar are West Point moms. And let me tell you, I put this up on the screen. It was the first slide that I talked about. When it's my son's birthday or there's something that I want to celebrate, sometimes Brian will mention it. He's, oh, maybe some Bear Mountain Bakery. Though I think, I don't even know how I found it, probably just in the West Point Moms Facebook group. But we know that Bear Mountain Bakery understands the customer and they have created an incredible loyal fan base in West Point parents. I'm saying moms because I'm in the Moms Facebook group. And here's what they do, y'all. You order up the cookies or the cupcakes or the cake or whatever the goodie is, and they put it in a great box and they'll write a note on top of the box, whatever you tell them to put, and they hand deliver the box to your cadet. They have a permission. They have access, a pass to get on post, and they text your cadet and they meet up with them. And then guess what they do? They take a picture of your kid holding the box, all smiley for their birthday or whatever it is, and they text you that picture. Now, I don't know. I hope that I'm painting this picture of how incredible that is. But us moms, we are paying $40 for a couple cookies just so we can get a picture of our cadet. I mean, does that sound ridiculous or do you get it? Because I don't know about you, but I love it. And then they started maybe a year or so ago doing home-cooked meals. So now on Wednesday night or Friday night, like they'll post on their Instagram, go look at Bear Mountain Bakery and you will see exactly what I mean. They post on their social media what they're cooking for that Wednesday night or that Friday night. And they've made their website, the user experience is so easy. My stuff is saved in there. Our son's name is saved in there, his phone number. I can click and order cookies or the dinner on Wednesday or Friday night. So quick and easy. All my info is saved and I just type in what I want them to put on the box and they text me all the time. Okay, I've talked way too long. Bear Mountain Bakery, you hear my loyalty in my voice. Holtz Leather, obsessed. All these people are going to be in the show notes. Not necessarily, I mean, I don't know that you're going to go use them, but you can go look at what they're doing on social media. So Holtz Leather, this is a company out of Alabama, I think. Yeah, Alabama, small family. They share their story of who they are and how they got into business. And I saw them several years ago just from an ad when I was looking for Christmas gifts for Brian. And I encountered this Holtz Leather place and now I use them. In fact, I'm looking at three Holtz Leather things. If you're watching this on YouTube, here's one. Look, you see this? Look, it's got our logo branded in there. It's a great little notebook, a leather notebook, and it's just super cool. And then I've got these leather coasters. Like I have multiple things from Holtz Leather. I love this company so much. The basketry. If you're one of our clients or a friend in the industry and have received something from us, it probably came from the basketry. They're only about an hour away. You don't have to be local to them, but I go and I curate custom gift baskets. I went and put them together. I don't have to go to do it in person. I can do it online and look through all their things and put things together and make my own basket. But the basketry is phenomenal. They just treat me so well. They understand what we're trying to do. They're all on board. They just get me and I just love it. And then Small Woods is another one. A lot of you may know this company already, but I'm talking about all of them and you're listening to them probably on your device. And so you might start getting ads. You know how that works. But anyways, Small Woods, you can, using a photo that you have taken on your phone, go upload this photo into Small Woods, pick a beautiful wooden frame, or you can change the color of the frame, and they print your photo on gorgeous canvas. And then the way that they package it and put it together and ship it is just amazing. The presentation is phenomenal. So I love using those companies. That's just a few to get us started. I literally just ordered something for Greg Buckley. He posted a photo with the beautiful CEO of Greg Buckley. You know who the CEO is. It's his granddaughter. And I saw that photo and I'm like, that needs to be on his wall. It's phenomenal. And so I just ordered it up and it's already on its way. So I love it. So I highly recommend y'all just check these places out just to kind of get the feel for what I'm talking about. See how they're creating a customer experience that leads to loyalty. These are the first places I think of when I think of gifting and other things like home decor or sending a treat to my son or whatever it might be. I'm also going to put a link in the show notes to Simon Sinek's TED Talk. I think it's only 3 minutes long, but if you know the book Start With Why, one, read the book. Two, if you haven't read the book, at least start with this TED Talk where he's going to talk to you about your purpose, your cause, your beliefs. And these are the things that are going to be rooted in your customer experience and how you're going to build and create and maintain customer loyalty. When people understand your purpose and you're able to connect to theirs, you understand the cause, you share your beliefs, then you're setting a great foundation for creating wonderful customer loyalty. When people understand why you're doing what you're doing. And for us, it's to help our team and customers have a better life. Like that's why we're here, because you may just think it's marketing, right? But like years ago, I heard someone say, ask why 5 times to get to the real root of the why. And so when you do that, when you get with us and we keep digging in, what it boils down to is we help our team have a better life, a great life. Our core values lead to them having a happy work environment and being able to do great, fulfilling work. And when that translates over to our clients, our goal is to send them marketing so that they can fill their bays and their team is happy and they're making a great living and they're able to live their life and have a great life. So start with why and share your why. One thing that hit me as I was building out that class and I was doing some research is I came to this, and it might have been in the book, but the realization that even with social media and the digital age of texting, and I just saw a post earlier that a teacher had it was a high school class. She had all of her students turn their phones on. And throughout that one class, every single time they got a notification, they went to this chart paper and put a tally mark on where they got that notification. Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, email, text message, GroupMe, whatever it might be. And by the end of the class, the number of notifications that happened for this one class of high school students in one class period was outrageous. All those distractions were insane. But yet, even with all of that, we are lonelier and more apart and divided, and there's more suicide and depression than there ever has been. And when we talk about that, like when you just think about what that looks like, it's really wildly overwhelming to think that that's the world we live in, is that with all of the things going on and all of the digital connectedness, we are still super divided and lonely. And that's so sad.
I want to thank our friends at RepairPal for making this episode possible. They're on a mission to put trust back in auto repair. You're an honest shop that delivers high quality work and great service, right? Well, millions of consumers looking for mid to major mechanical repair look for shops like yours in the RepairPal trusted network. Contact them to get certified today and receive 1 month free service at repairpal.com/shops. Being in the RepairPal certified network helped us grow our shop's business, and it can help yours too with new customers and a higher ARO. Plus, you don't have to worry anymore about arguing with customers over price because shops in a RepairPal certified network are trusted by consumers for being fair priced, not low priced, fair priced. You have to be in it to win it. So head over to repairpal.com/shops to learn more and set up a call. When you sign up, you'll get 1 month of service free and save $150 off certification.
I used to be a school counselor. My master's degree is in counseling. And when I was going to school for counseling, one of the first theories or things that we learned was Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And maybe you've heard of that, right? So it's the triangle. It's very bright and colorful. But at the top of the triangle, and if you're on YouTube, you're seeing I'm making a triangle with my hands. At the top of the triangle is self-actualization. If you've achieved and accomplished all the things at the bottom, all the way up to the top, then you are fulfilling your desire to become all that you can be or all that you want to be. But in order to get up there, you have to fulfill all the things at the bottom. And so at the bottom level of the triangle, the widest portion of the triangle is your physiological needs. These are the things that you need to just turn the lights on in your body and live. Things like air, water, food, shelter, clothing, right? That is a need. Just above that is safety, right? That's your property. That's your personal security. That's having a job. That's having resources and health. And then as you move up the triangle, the next one is love and belonging, having friendship and intimacy and family and a sense of connection, which we're going to come back to that. That's where I'm coming to. Next, you have esteem. That's your respect. That's your self-esteem. That's strength and freedom. And then once you've achieved that, the top, the very tip top, Maslow's hierarchy of needs is being fully self-actualized. It's really just all the things. You've reached the pinnacle of that. So I want to come back to that middle one, is that we have an intense desire for a very strong sense of belonging. God made us and designed us for community, even more so with all of the digital communication and digital connectedness. We're still not feeling it. And so we have to be careful not to rely on that, but to never forget to have that human touch, the human aspect of it. And so as we're talking about customer loyalty, I challenge you to consider, what does it look like for your auto repair shop to build a relationship with your clients who are feeling like you're their shop? They have a sense of connection to that security of having their car repaired or being on the highway and transporting their family. So how can your shop open up the doors to allow someone to feel like they belong? In the book Unreasonable Hospitality that I mentioned earlier that I covered in episode 89, I am obsessed with just how Will painted that picture of being unreasonable in your hospitality. And just taking it a step further and really thinking about that customer journey and bringing them in with you and treating them in just the most incredible way. We also talk in this book, he paints the picture of the difference between service and hospitality, right? It has a lot to do with your thought and your intention and how you really just are unreasonable in caring for people and taking care of people. Service is black and white. It is what it is. This is how much it's going to cost to repair your car. Here's what we're going to do. Okay, here's my keys. Here's a check. Thank you. See you later. That's just service. There's nothing special to that. But hospitality, honey, hospitality is full on color. It's got all of the things with it. It is intention, it's care, it's connection, it's listening, it's being a part of something, as we talked about earlier. And in his book, Unreasonable Hospitality, he goes deep into what that looks like. It goes deep into explaining and giving solid, great examples. So when we're talking about having loyalty, one of the things that you have to have in order to create that loyalty is authentic connection. Not fake, but truly connecting with people, listening, paying attention, tuning in, seeing people. Just this morning, I just got new contacts and they're not working, honey. So I had to go back to my eye doctor this morning. I know they thought I was crazy because I'm like, when something's just not right, I'm like, these contacts are just not right. And so we're talking, but the very first thing he said was, he was like, how are you? And I know him. The thing is, we're so fake all the time. We're like, oh, everything's good. It's not good. It's been a rough week, y'all. It's been a rough week. And If you know me, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you know, I'm fully transparent. I put it all out there. I have an amazing, incredible, great life. Our team is wonderful. I have a wonderful husband. We have a great life. Our son is amazing. Like all this great stuff. But social media is too often the highlight reel. And so I'm a strong person of faith and I just put my life out there. I'm telling my story. And so the day before, I was putting something about just, it was a rough day. And so this morning when my doctor was like, how are you? I said, kind of crazy. And he looked at me funny. At first, I thought that he was like, what is it? And so I started telling him, honey, I was talking about my week. I'm like, here's what happened. Here's what happened. Here's what's going to happen. This is happening on Friday. And he just kind of sat back and was like, wow. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I forget. Usually when people say, how are you? They're not used to somebody really telling you. And so there was an authentic connection there. And I felt free to truly say how I'm really doing. And I've encouraged people. I was just speaking this past Saturday at a local church. And you walk up to one of your friends and you're like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, oh, I'm good. But you look at them and they're not. Then you ask again, no, really, like, how are you? That is an authentic connection. And that's what we're talking about. That is building some serious loyalty. So I'm going to throw some businesses out at you very quickly. Southwest Airlines. Listen, if you are friends with me, I didn't want to have anything to do with United Airlines. Not a fan. Mm-mm. No, and we're not even going to, I could do a whole episode on that, but we're not. But I love me some Southwest Airlines. Do they have their issues? Of course they do. Of course they do. But it is very rare that I have ever had an issue with Southwest Airlines where they were not authentically connecting and listening and trying to help and really be present in the moment. And recently, I didn't know there was this thing, y'all, that when you get on the Southwest Airlines plane, right outside the door where the heart is, that you're supposed to put your hand on that. I didn't know that was a thing. And Brian Walker does it. And he's like, yeah, it's a thing. I even posted on Facebook and I'm like, do y'all know about this? And everybody in the world knows about it but me. I'm like, I had no idea. Just touch right outside the door that heart, the Southwest heart. And it's that came from when you go look it up. Because I was like, how do I not know about this? I went and Googled it and it is all over the place. But that's an authentic connection. It's going to happen tomorrow morning. My plane leaves at 6:35. So around 6 o'clock in the morning, my hand is going to be on the heart right outside. I know that's silly and it's funny, but guess what? I'm talking about it. Does customer loyalty not translate to marketing? Here I am talking about Southwest Airlines on my podcast and they have no idea. Okay. Ciro. Ciro is a man in Naples, Italy, that our best friends, Joe and Elaine Meir, introduced us to. We have now used him twice, and I have referred several people to him. So Ciro is this Italian guy who will come and pick you up. So this was off of a cruise, like our cruise port was Naples, and he picked us up the first time and was our private driver, took us on a private tour of the Amalfi Coast in Italy. Mind-blowing, right? Craziness, brought us to his favorite coffee shop, treated us to all this great stuff. He took us as if we were his best friends flying in and toured us. And then last summer, when I went back to Europe with my sister for my 50th birthday, he was busy, but he got one of his employees, who's a driver, to drive us. He didn't do exactly what Ciro did, which was Elvis in the car, like it was karaoke the whole time. But we just had a great authentic connection, all of us. Ciro just won us all over. At the end of the day, I don't know if he was faking or pretending or what, but it was like he cried at the end of the day that we were all leaving. He hugged us and we are friends on Facebook. And that is some very serious loyalty. People just, I don't even care where they're going in Italy. And I'm like, oh, I got to introduce you to my friend Ciro. I don't even ask them where they're going. They're probably not even anywhere near where he is. But anyway, that is customer loyalty. First Form is a supplement company. And I'm ordering fish oil and magnesium and clean energy drinks and all protein and all this stuff. And I'm not thinking it's a big deal, but it arrives and they are handwriting notes to me. And it blew my mind. And I thought, okay, this is just because it's my first time ordering. No, every single time I order from them, there's a handwritten note in there. Something just happened. It triggered this connection. I love that company. In the book, Unreasonable Hospitality, Will Gadara talks about his restaurant, 11 Madison Park. And I don't want to tell the story because I think it's in my last podcast, but it's the hot dog story. And this is literally it was the number one restaurant in the world. The short story is the chef, Will, overheard a table. I'm talking about like white tablecloth, super ritzy, fancy. Overheard them speaking. They were on their way to the airport and they were disappointed that they had experienced all the foodie things in New York City, except for the New York City hot dog. Will made it happen. And you have to go listen to that podcast, read the book to get the full story because it is phenomenal. And that is intense, crazy, unreasonable hospitality at its very best. So I talked to you about my favorite businesses earlier, Bear Mountain Bakery, The Basketry, Holtz Leather, Smallwoods. But look, here's the thing. This is about knowing your clients, understanding them, listening, being present, being considerate and generous. Throw another book at you. Look up Giftology. Super easy read, but it will change everything about how you are just generous to people and take care of people. Become a trusted resource. Be the one who they can go to. If they're moving to a new home and they need a plumber, they need an electrician, they're looking for a new this or a new that. When you are a small business owner, you're probably connected to other business owners in your community. When you become the resource, that's creating an authentic connection. So I was talking about teaching this class at Vision, and I taught on that Sunday, but that Friday at lunch, the speaker for the management lunch was Scott Stratton of Unmarketing. And we kind of got in trouble, quote, in class, Brian and I, because we sponsor the lunch. So we're sitting at the very front of the whole entire room. And Scott is trying to point us out and talk about us in the marketing aspect. And I loved one of the quotes that Scott said. And so I was trying to put it on my Instagram story and I leaned over to Brian. I'm like, did I get this right? And we're talking real quietly to each other when Scott is on stage pointing at us and we have no idea. He's trying to get our attention. And it just became this big, ridiculous, embarrassing, very funny thing. We talked to him afterwards and told him what was going on. He loved it. It was very funny. But here's the thing that he said, and it just struck me so much that I included it in my class, added it into the slides of my class. He said, if you want to worry about the bottom line, you've got to focus on the front line. I'm going to say that again. If you want to worry about the bottom line, you got to focus on the front line. So what we're talking about is if you want to obsess over how your customers feel, you have to obsess over how your employees feel. So to me, customer loyalty comes after employee loyalty. How are you taking care of your team? What are you doing to be present for them, to create loyalty in your team? So many shops are having constant turnover. They're firing this and this is happening and their CPA is leaving and they're, like, it's so much. And there was a situation recently where I was like, distraught is the right word because this shop owner has no idea that the common denominator is him. And I'm like, how are you not seeing it? He cannot have customer loyalty because he doesn't have employee loyalty. Here are some things that you can do to build that culture within your own team. I don't know what this is going to look like for you. I'm going to give you some examples of things that I do, that we do, and I've heard of others doing, and you need to take this and turn this into your own thing. So we start every single day. We call it our daily stand-up meeting because we used to all be in the same office together and we would stand up in a circle. Now we all work remotely. And so we're sitting down on a Zoom call, but we still call it our daily stand-up. It is just a few minutes, y'all. It doesn't take long, but we do two things. We go around and each person is sharing one thing that they are grateful for and what their top priority is for the day. And then we just go through and each person does that. But here's the thing. Remember how I said you got to dig deep and ask why five times? If you keep asking why, I'm going to actually get down to the bottom of the real truth for me in our daily stand-up, which is it gives me a chance to see our team members and have my own kind of intuition and check-in, some awareness for me to see how are they doing? Do they look like They're in their best self today. So sometimes I'm looking at the Zoom meeting that we're in, and I might be sending a private message to one of them and saying, hey, are you doing okay this morning? Like, you just don't seem yourself. And I'm creating a relationship with them that is creating loyalty in the end, because I'm taking care of them. I'm paying attention. I understand. And I've given them a space to be able to be real and to be authentic. Team outings, going to lunch. We have our company beach retreat coming up. So whatever that looks like for y'all, maybe it's that you're taking your team, you're closing the shop, and you're going away to one of these conferences. I know shops who are renting Airbnbs or VRBOs where one had a basketball court, or one had a little gym in the basement, or a game area, and they're just having a great time together. So don't allow those opportunities to pass without realizing that that is a great opportunity for you to build some incredible camaraderie on your team and ultimately employee loyalty. Writing letters and notes and recognitions. Not only am I writing notes and letters and things to our team members, but I also send it to their family members. That has proven to be absolutely just mind-blowing for people. One in particular is a single mom, and I've written quick little postcards to her kids to say, did you know your mom's amazing? Do you know she's super hardworking? Do you know that she did this? Do you know that she did that? To one of my team members, to his wife, to say, hey, thanks for sharing your husband with our team. Like, he's incredible. But I also do mentoring. I mentor our team, not every one of them, it's up to them, but opening that pathway for them to be able to reach out and say, hey, can you coach me through this? Can we talk about this? How would you do that? And I know that some of our employees are even mentoring other employees. So it's not just me, it's other people on the team. We've just created, it's kind of baked into the culture of our company. The last thing I want to leave you with is sometimes when you're super busy and you're like, I cannot do all of this, don't forget that you can schedule something. In Gmail, I can send an email and schedule it. I know that it needs to go out next Tuesday at 2 p.m. I'm going to schedule that, or a Slack message or a text message or whatever it might be. So don't forget that you can schedule these things ahead of time. Too many companies leave the human behind. We live in a crazy world where we have opportunities, or I say a responsibility, to make magic in a world that is desperate for it. When you make magic in the world of your employees and their families, you're adding to the layers of loyalty that's being created. That ultimately, when you create the loyalty of your employees, that's going to translate into how they treat your customers and how you're building loyalty within your customers. I hope that you will make this a part of how you do business. It's a process. It is a time. Create the place, a procedure, put reminders in place, but start adding a little bit at a time into how you do things with your business to create that loyalty, both in your employees, but also in your customers. So I'm going to put quite a few resources in the show notes for you to go and listen to. I'd love to hear from you. You can always send feedback, comments, questions to podcast@shopmarketingpros.com. Brian and I both will get that. And we are excited to receive your feedback, your questions, all those things. But I do want to thank you again for listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Aftermarket Radio Network. There are many other great shows on this network. You can find them all at aftermarketradionetwork.com or on your favorite podcast listening apps like Spotify, my personal favorite, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many others. Tune in for another episode next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.